I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, we've been east to Shell Beach and then west to Hackberry, north to Toledo Bend. Let's bounce back and get down to the central part of the state down south, Grand Isle, and we talked to Captain Darrell Carpenter. Darrell, how's this weather going to affect the fishing down there? Looks like the water temperatures are warming up, and hopefully that wind's going to switch around south and southeast and be light.
Well, Don, we hope so, because the main adversity we had this week was the exceptionally low tides. We had to change some of our trips to pretty much afternoon trips and wait on that incoming tide so we could even get out of the Dadgum Canals. But I'm going to tell you, man, we had some beautiful weather this week, 2 or 3 days of very calm winds. So we rolled the dice. We decided we wasn't going to go into marsh. We stayed close to the coast. And staying on the coast paid off this week. I mean, man, they got some big trout out there. I mean, it's just, you know, they haven't ganged up yet. No real big numbers. But what, out of the two boats we had the other day, I think we had one throwback all day long. Everything else passed that 13-inch without a problem. Had a couple of big ones. When I say big ones, I mean, I had, you know, we're fighting a hard incoming tide. It takes an experienced angler to fight against that tide with a big fish. And I had a couple of them that would have been five or better that just, you know, wrestle them in that current. You just pull the hooks out of their mouth. I mean, sitting there waiting with the net and boom, the fish is gone. But I mean, it was really good, man. I mean, the only thing we had difficulty catching, believe it or not, is, you know, we fished live and or market shrimp all day long with the clients, and all day long we only had one sheephead, and we fished a lot of structure. And I don't know if that means that they've moved out to the platforms now, you know, already, or we just had a bad day. Maybe they were all at some convention. But man, if what happened this week is a sign of what's to come, once those fish start ganging up, it is going to be a beautiful trout season.
Well, you were using live and dead shrimp. Were you fishing it on the bottom, or, you know, with a Texas rig, or were you fishing them underneath a popping cork, or a combination?
Well, the majority of the trout came within about an hour and a half time span. That was during that tide switch. When I'm telling you, between the way the wind worked, you know, it was like the falling tide had a north wind, the rising tide had a south wind. And so it was just hard tide moving all day long. Like I said, the majority of the trout came in that hour and a half or so time span where the tide was slack, and that was mostly under a cork. And then from there, it was either under a cork or tight line and live artificial baits. And then from there, it almost became a necessity that you were fishing Carolina rig on the bottom with some pretty heavy weights just to get it to the bottom.
So you were cruising along the shoreline, or were you out fishing some structure or oyster beds, or exactly what kind of structure were you catching fish on?
No, Don, we looked for any kind of structure we could, that especially once that tide started rolling, so we could try to get on the lee side of it and you know, work that current line. We were fishing everything from oyster beds to rocks around these oil platforms, and when I mean the interior platforms. Oyster beds, rock jetties, I mean, anything, you know, toward the middle of the end of the day, so to speak, we were looking for anything that broke the surface of the water. That way we could find these tide lines and get out of that hard current. But I mean, you know, coming this week, I think we're going to have mostly wind most of this week, but the tides will slack off, so that won't be a problem. But if we can get, you know, we get March out of the way, Because, you know, March is famous for once you get a third of the days, you got calm days. Other than that, the other two-thirds is blowing from somewhere.
Yeah, one way or the other, or both at the same time, on the same day anyway. Yeah, it does make it tough. What are you hearing any offshore reports, people going out catching any grouper or wahoo?
Oh, Don, I've gotten a bunch of reports in the last couple of weeks over the wahoo. Especially with this full moon cycle, the wahoo have gone just totally ballistic. And it's the same story that, you know, that I'm trying to relay with the trout. Is every one of the reports that I've gotten, every one of the pictures I've seen of these folks catching these wahoo, there's no little baby snakes. You know, these are all, I mean, I had one buddy of mine send me a picture. The guy holding the wahoo had to be about 6'2", and he was resting his chin in the daggum tail of the wahoo. They've all been really huge.
Yeah, I love fishing wahoo. You know, they give you that long run. You know, they don't wear you down like a tuna, but, boy, they give you a thrill on that first big long run.
Yes, they do. And I tell you, Don, one of the things that I found really strange this week that I was kind of worried about, I think the monster-sized mosquitoes we have eaten all of the gnats. Because even with day after day of two-mile-an-hour winds, there was no gnats. None.
Oh, beautiful. Don't say it too loud. They'll hear it and descend on you.
Now, Darryl. The mosquitoes, you can shoot them with a shotgun.
Yeah, please skeet. All right, Darryl, somebody wants to get you realscreamers.com. Either way, R-E-A-L-R-E-E-L. Give them the telephone number.
Yeah, they can call 225-937-6288.
And bring your battle armor for the mosquito season.
Oh, we bought a couple of foggers. We're going to take care of that.
Sounds good. Darryl, thanks. Always a pleasure. Catch up with you next time, buddy.
Have a good day, Don.
There he goes, Captain Darryl Carpenter.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.